As we reported a little earlier this hour, we've had a loss in the KCBS family. The man behind that legendary voice that got countless listeners to work in the morning has died.
It is really bad. There are two stall trucks.
Here's the story right now. They have just shut down the lower deck of the eastbound Bay
Bridge. Ron Lyons, the longtime KCBS morning traffic reporter who by one count gave 142,000 traffic reports, passed away last night after a battle with cancer in Medford, Oregon. He was 65 when he retired from KCBS in 2004. For more on this, we go to the KCBS Newsline, one of Ron Lyons' KCBS colleagues in the morning, and of course a friend, KCBS morning anchor Stan Bunger. Stan, thanks for joining us today, remembering Ron. What a character.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, Jane. You can't think about Ron without laughing a little. You know, when I got the news this morning, not unexpected, of course, because Ron had been very ill with his cancer, and it was really a matter of time. I came home and I dug through a disc of old CDs and found this CD that Ron had put together many years ago full of bloopers. Ron loved to keep track of everybody else's screw-ups, but he also liked to keep track of his own. And on this, it had me laughing. Here's 6 minutes of Ron trying to record a commercial for auto insurance. And it gets funnier and funnier as he makes more and more mistakes and starts to laugh at himself. And, you know, you couldn't be around Ron for a while without laughing. A lot of it couldn't go on the radio.
Most of it
couldn't go on the radio, even with the relaxed standards of today's radio. But he was a salty, ornery, weird, lovable guy with a gigantic heart. And I've missed Ron since the day he left the radio station.
Well, gosh, you know, for those of us who knew Ron and worked with Ron, that's one thing. And then to try and translate all of this to listeners who got to know him for how many decades here in the Bay Area. I mean, that person becomes such a familiar voice, and the reason that voice is so engaging is because the person behind it is engaging.
Well, you know, and it's part of the magic of radio. Ron, I don't think I'm insulting Ron's memory to say I'm not sure a lot of people would have wanted to spend that much time with Ron, except over the radio. You know, Ron was kind of like your weird uncle with a great sense of humor and a great heart, but, you know, you can only take Ron in doses, I think. And, you know, the beauty of what we did together on the radio was that's how it worked. It was a minute or two here and there. Now, I say that, and I don't want anybody to think that I don't think the world of Ron, and I'm still speaking of him in the present tense because he's sort of part of who I became as a broadcaster. Ron took care of me. You know, I left the radio station at one point in the early 90s and spent 8 years away from KCBS. And that entire time, Ron would call or drop an email often. And it felt like Ron was helping me maintain my relationship with KCBS until I finally returned to the station. And I think Ron told me once that he felt like I had completed my journey, and I know he was proud to have been part of me coming back. So, you know, for me personally, Ron was a mentor and a friend and an uncle, and I wouldn't say a father figure because you wouldn't will that on your worst enemy.
Oh, come on.
No, Ron was just... They don't make them like that anymore. I mean, Jane, I'm serious when I say about the changes in broadcasting. You know, I started in radio in 1977. Ron had been in the business for 22 years by then, and it was a whole different world. I mean, Ron came up in a time, and he was very candid about this. It was hard drinking, hard smoking, hard living, a whole different business. And that's not the business I grew up in, but having Ron to kind of be my spiritual guide in a way to the way radio once was, and in a way to warn people away from what, you know, he had gone through and in the rough life he had lived. I mean, Ron was very candid about all that, and, you know, you don't get that many chances in life to have someone who's willing to really share the hard road they've gone down and you know, take you down it, you know, metaphorically.
And he went down a tough road, not only because of the work, maybe the hard living work, but, you know, he had, as we all have stories, he had quite a story. Married and divorced and remarried to the same woman, his longtime love, losing a child.
Right, right.
And
in fact,
I think,
and he tells the famous story about, you know, getting fired on the eve of a wedding one time. I mean, you know, he'd gotten fired a lot of times in radio, and that's not unusual for a business that eats its young. And Ron had, you know, been let go several. One of them, he got let go on the eve of his wedding.
Incredible.
And you know, stories like that you can't make up. You share them with people the way Ron always did, and it made it for all the rest of us. We understood that we were, you know, in a kind of privileged and weird business, and that Ron had been through a lot of it. And Ron, I mean, it's so funny to listen to this CD, Jane, and hear Ron laughing, you know, just that infectious laugh Ron had. You always thought he was going to start coughing. You have to go pound him on the back to get him out of it.
Yeah, the Heimlich maneuver.
And
I think because he loved the business and communicating, he made it a point to, I mean, as crusty as he could be, he would make it a point to call me up when he heard something he liked. And
oh,
he did that with a lot of people.
Yeah. No, there's no question. Ron really loved the magic of this business, and he loved the people in it. And, you know, he, as I said, he had the biggest heart you can imagine. He, you know, those corny lines. I mean, I can still hear Ron, as I heard you play in that little segment, what I remember Ron saying was, you know, it's backed up to Omaha, and it's slower than your first marriage, and, you know, stuff like that. And you'd have heard them a million times, and they still made you laugh every time. It's, you know, for those of us of a certain age who grew up with sort of the top 40 DJs as our model of, you know, what entertainment was, Ron came from that tradition, and he wasn't ashamed of it. He was able to go beyond it, and I always thought of Ron as one of the best journalists I was ever around. This is a guy who, you know, had worked as a DJ all these years, and yet he knew how to tell a story. He knew where the truth was in something, and he knew how to communicate it.
Because he liked the listeners, too.
Oh, he loved the listeners. And as I said, you wouldn't necessarily want to spend time with Ron, but Ron wanted to spend time with you. And that was really important, whether that was in person, but more importantly, filtered through the radio. That's why he was what he was.
So engaging. Thanks, yeah. Stan Bunger, KCBS Morning Anchor, as we continue to remember our friend, and I think yours too, as longtime listeners, Ron Lyons. We'll be talking to more folks throughout the day.